Let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bunning Hotline and talk with Lindy Cleveland.
Lindy, hello.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, good morning. We hear great things about you, Lindy.
So, Bill Sanford is one of your biggest fans.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so, he's so, so nice. I'm so excited to be with y'all this morning. I just want you to know, this is, I got your email about how you're always nervous about people standing you up on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I could have easily been one of those people because Saturday morning, my husband and I have a deal. It's like mama sleeping morning. So up early, I got coffee. I'm ready.
I'm glad we interfered with the plan, though, and you're with us. So, man, you have done just amazing things here with
sure.
Unless You. I love the whole story, but, you know, kind of tell the background and what it is, what inspired you, and then, you know, where you are and where you're going, and we'll jump in as we go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, at Unless You, our main goal is we seek to transform society's view of adults with developmental disabilities by creating an inclusive environment that reflects Christ's love.
Inclusive environment that shares Christ's love. That's great.
Yeah. We believe our students are image bearers of God, and they deserve to be cherished and celebrated and empowered just like everybody else. And we do this. We foster the growth of our students academically, spiritually, physically, socially, and vocationally. So we try really hard to serve the whole person. One of the things we've learned over the years is that, like, there's lots of different kinds of services, especially in Birmingham. And so what ends up happening is families have to take their student here and there and all over the place just to try to serve the whole person. And so we really wanted to kind of be a one-stop shop where families could feel really good about how their student is treated and all the services we can provide. And so we started almost 10 years ago this August, which is crazy.
Wow.
We started out of my parents' house. So this was a need for our family. My brother Jordan has Down syndrome and he's 37. And when he graduated Hoover High School, there just weren't many options for him. Jordan has pulmonary hypertension, so he's on oxygen full time. And so the recreational based or work based programs were not a good fit for our family because of his health limitations. And my mom was a school teacher and retired to be at home with him. And we just saw, like, his world became pretty small, and she did a lot to try to keep him engaged. But we joked that, like, we couldn't go through dinner without him talking about Corey and Topanga from Boy Meets World, like they were real people. And it was like, wow, this is his reality. Like, he's staying home. And it's kind of what I tell people. I'm like, you know what COVID did to all of us? Like, that's what our students experience when they graduate high school, that, like, immediate loss of community and structure and all these things. And we all now know as a community that none of us thrived in that. I was finishing up college around the time that this was happening at home, and started to kind of dream up, like, could we create a solution for our family and hopefully many others, and what would that look like? And I know that Jordan and his friends need to be engaged academically, so if we don't exercise skills, we lose them. And so we started it out of my parents' house. I graduated from Sanford in May of 2014, and I worked a job that I'd worked all through college full-time until that August. And that August, I finished there on a Friday and started with 4 adults with disabilities at my parents' house that Monday.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's awesome.
It was wild. And they all lived, I joked, they all lived on completely opposite parts of town. And so I would go pick them all up. I spent like 2 hours in the car every morning and afternoon. But we just kind of started the pilot program, started asking families, like, what is it you want out of a program? How do we do this? And at the time, we were attending Shades Mountain Baptist Church, and so we went to Shades and said, could we lease classroom space? And they had never done anything like this before, and so they were like, let us figure it out. And that November, we started at Shades with 10 students, and we now have 2 campuses and serve over 150 families. And
oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Have a waiting list and are trying to figure out how to continue to grow to meet the needs. So,
You have the facility over by Vestavia's United Methodist Church. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So that was, so we're, you know, trying to find basically a school building in Birmingham was pretty difficult. We had multiple things like almost happen and then it would fall through, and it was really frustrating. We had we told Shapes, we were like, we don't intend to be squatters and we're going to go find space. And every time we would get somewhere on like almost signing a lease or almost purchasing this property or something, it would not work out. And so we started there in 2014. We launched a capital campaign in 2018, and didn't officially move till 2021. So it was quite a process, but, a family friend of ours who was also, a parent of one of our students, attended that church and said, you know, there's a piece of property adjacent to the church parking lot that used to have a house on it, and the church bought it a long time ago. And, you know, I'm going to just call and ask about it. And so she calls and asks, and their response is like, yeah, do y'all want it?
Yeah.
And we're like, yes.
Yeah.
And what was crazy, too, is so our families, even now, our families drive from all over. I mean, we have some families that drive an hour and a half to bring their student to UNLSU. And so we had mapped all of our family's addresses at the time and tried to figure out, since we're a day program, we still need to stay pretty central. And what was crazy about it was Shades Mountain Baptist Church was central for all of our families. And we knew, like, okay, we can't go far. And so this was just 5 minutes down the road.
Sure.
And so they donated their lot. And then Jerry and Karen Duncan owned the adjacent lot, and we went to him and said, you know, we'd love to buy it. And he said, you know what, I'm just going to give it to you.
Oh, wow.
Man. And so they donated that lot. And then the amazing thing about that was we were able to build all we needed on one floor, because we really didn't want to go multiple floors, but we were going to have to without the adjacent lot. Sure. And so he donated his lot, and then we launched a capital campaign. And y'all, I was teacher, then program director, I had no experience in fundraising or anything. And the most I had raised was, I think we'd raised like $20,000 for some iPads for the students.
Wow.
And we launched at the time was a $1.2 million capital campaign.
Oh, wow.
And it ended up costing $2 million to build our facility. We hired a good friend of mine, Aaron Bishop. He has a consulting business called Bright Street Solutions, and he taught me how to fundraise. And I just, like, honestly, because I knew nothing, I was like, I'll just do everything you tell me to do.
Yeah, right, right.
And it was amazing. We moved in debt-free, like, the day we cut the ribbon.
Wow.
We moved in debt-free. The Lord provided, and the community was incredibly generous, and we love our facility. And then we quickly grew into another facility, and it's just been, we joke that, like, it's, you know, building the bike while riding it. And that's kind of how it's always felt, is like every time we're like, okay, we can take a breather, then God starts moving in a different way. So, but it's like some of the most fun. We also have an ice cream shop. I don't know if you guys have been able to come get ice cream.
Need to. Yeah, for sure. Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio, and we're sitting right now, well, figuratively sitting right now with Lindy Cleveland. That's right, founder and executive director of UNLSU. And I got to tell you, Lindy, as you tell me this story and all the things that fell through, and then you have these two lots donated, and the fundraising allows you to move in debt-free, King Solomon was a king back in the biblical days. He writes several books in the Bible, but one is Ecclesiastes, which is, of course, a sort of end of life tribute to the Lord. And and one of the verses in that is Ecclesiastes 3:11, and it's so applicable to your experience. Everything is beautiful and perfect in its time. Right. In these moments where you're just sure, Lord, what are you doing? Why is this occurring? And wow, you know, now you know the rest of the story. And so it's just a beautiful tribute to him, even as you're going out there and attempting to reflect Christ on the backside of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we talk all the time about, like, this has nothing to do with me or my family or my team. Like, this is just God is writing this story. And the only truly remarkable thing I did here was one small act of obedience in the beginning, and the rest of it is just like, I'm just along for the ride and thankful to be a part of it. I tell people all the time, like, God really, really loves our students. And because we get to walk alongside our students and their families, we get to like the opportunity and the joy of getting to experience God's love and kindness in a totally different way that I wouldn't have otherwise. And it has been really, really cool to just
Well, and it's awesome that you took the reins and ran with it, sure. And all the success that it's having. It's a absolutely needed service. I love the picture you sent that we're using on the promo stuff of you and your brother Jordan. That's just awesome picture. We're about to have to wrap up and run. Tell everybody kind of where they can find out information and how they can get involved with you.
Yeah, so we our website is unlessyou.org, and there we are always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for donations. Our students pay a fee for service to come to our programs, but sometimes our families can't afford the service, so you can donate to our like general scholarship programs or just general programming. We have an ice cream shop, and it's open. It's at our main Unless You campus, and it's open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5. So there we do job training with our students. So bring your families. Come get some ice cream. Yeah. We love it. It's a great and safe and fun work environment. It's a great way for families to learn more about our students and a great way to teach your kids about people that may look differently than them, talk differently than them, in a safe and fun environment. And so we'd love for you to come get some ice cream, and we'd love support and whatever that looks like. Like I said, we're always looking for volunteers at our Post Place campus. We serve students with multiple abilities, so students in wheelchairs or have more behavioral needs, and we try to do one-on-one care with volunteers. And so we love, like, if there's a retired school teacher or a stay-at-home mom who wants to get involved, anybody, but that's kind of our secret sauce. We would love more volunteers at Post Place and Unless You, and who doesn't want a good sweet treat on a hot afternoon?
Absolutely. Right, sure. Well, hey, Matt, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks again for being part of what we're doing. Go back to sleep now, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. See you, Lindy.
Lindy Cleveland, the founder and executive director of Unless You.